This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Gravity was the big winner at the box office this week with $31 million, but that movie is not about to start a debate about astrophysics, while a movie that made just about $1 million in limited release this weekend will enrich America's debate about its own history. 12 Years a Slave, a powerful, realistic view of an African slave's experience in the 1800s, it bookends the very unrealistic but also powerful storytelling about the slave experience in the Quentin Tarantino Django Unchained from last year. All of this excites historian Henry Louis Gates Jr. of Harvard, whose latest history project, The African Americans, airs this week and joins the conversation about what really happened in the collision between Africans and Europeans in North America.
There's not one way to tell a tale. Telling it in various ways using different methodologies makes the subject more interesting and sheds more light on its inner nature. Django is a brilliant example of a postmodern take on slavery, and it's a work of genius. But at the opposite end of the pole of representation, as it were, is 12 Years a Slave, which is a realistic, modernistic treatment of slavery. They're flip sides of the same coin. And as a professor, I can't wait to teach a unit on slavery using both of them to show different aspects of the slave experience.
Well, one is the voice of white America and one is the voice of black America, using art to come to terms with exactly the issues you've described.
Well, Steve McQueen is a black British director, I mean, a citizen of Britain. And Quentin, of course, is white, but he thinks he's black. Until I do Quentin Tarantino's DNA for season 2 of Finding Your Roots, if he would let me, I'm not willing to say he's a white man. We don't know. But I don't think you could say that there's a point of view that's white, a point of view that's black. I just think there's a Tarantino take and a McQueen take, two of the most compelling takes on slavery, have been done by non-African Americans. But it would be a mistake for us not to remember that the screenplay was written by John Ridley, who's an African American. I sponsored a screening of 12 Years a Slave last night at Kendall Square here in Cambridge, and I was struck by the fact that this is probably the most pan-African film ever made. And by that I mean Steve McQueen is of Trinidadian and Grenadian ancestry, but he grew up in black Britain. John Ridley's African-American. The woman who plays Patsy the slave is a Luo from Kenya. Chiwetel, the lead actor who will undoubtedly be nominated for an Academy Award, is an Igbo. And the woman who plays Eliza, whose children are torn away from her, is a Yoruba. And Alfre Woodard, of course, as she told me, is descended from the tribe of sharecroppers in the South. So it is a remarkably pan-African take on slavery, and I like that. And when you think of Django, Samuel Jackson created that character of the house slave in a performance. I would have given him an Academy Award for that performance. And Jamie Foxx was, you know, the ultimate slave hero, spaghetti Western slave narrator. So there was a lot of black input in Quentin Tarantino's production as well.
Well, I can hear it in your voice. These are exciting times.
Yeah, it's exciting. And the fact that we have all of these films coming out at the same time, including The Butler and Many Rivers to Cross starting next Tuesday, is, I think, a reflection of that impact of the affirmative action policies that got me into Yale and that expanded the size of the black upper middle class by a factor of 4, so that many of us find ourselves in positions of authority, positions that allow us to make things happen. And it's not like we sat down in a room 5 years ago and said, in the year 2013, we're going to have a black president and we're going to, all these films are going to come out at the same time. But it's an accident of history, but it reflects larger historical forces. So we shouldn't be surprised at that.
Well, it's great stuff. Henry Louis Gates, professor and director of the Hutchins Center of African and African-American Research at Harvard University and a host of the program, The African-Americans' Many Rivers to Cross. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my brother.
More with Professor Gates and more about his new PBS miniseries tomorrow on The Takeaway.
A On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.